同龄朋友们来这边一起享受神的话语。
And for moving so many brothers and sisters and friends to come and enjoy His words.
联会的主要目的是在复兴我们属灵的信仰。
The main goal of spiritual convocation is to revive our faith.
我们要听更多的道理。
We are to hear more sermons and teachings.
也要做更多的祷告。
And to make more prayers.
我们在祷告之前来分享几节经文做彼此的勉励。
Before we pray, let's look at a few passages for mutual encouragement.
来预备我们的心。
To prepare our hearts.
我们来谈一谈从可想神到住在神里面。
Let's talk about from yearning in the Lord to living in the Lord.
我们来看诗篇的63篇。
Let's look at Psalm 63.
这一篇大卫在谈到他可想神的心情。
In this Psalm, David yearns for God.
因为那个时候他是漂泊在犹大的旷野。
Because at that time he wandered in the wilderness of Judah.
他想起神的美好。
And he thought of the, how wonderful God was.
我们来看63篇的第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 63, verse 1.
63篇第一节。
Psalm 63, verse 1.
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱疲乏、无水之地，我可想你。我的心切慕你，请读。
O God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
大卫这边谈到说，神啊，你是我的神。
Here David says, God, you are my God.
不晓得您会不会同样讲这句话。
I don't know if you would say something like this.
主耶稣啊，你是我的神。
Lord, you are my God.
我觉得这个关系的建立跟神的一个了解是一种过程。
I believe establishing this relationship and understanding God is a process.
我们常常看到我们朋友来到我们当中啊，祷告相当辛苦。
We see many friends come among us, and sometimes it seems like it's tough for them to pray.
两天前，有位小姐来到我们当中。
Two years ago, a young lady came among us.
那结束之后问她，你祷告怎么样？
And after it was over, I asked her, how was your prayer?
因为小弟注意到她祷告很辛苦了。
Because I noticed that she seemed to be suffering when she was praying.
她说，奇怪了，我怎么该讲话都跟主耶稣讲了，一张开眼睛，你们都还在祷告啊。
She said, I said everything I needed to say to God, and I opened my eyes, and you're all still praying.
然后他说，好，我再闭眼睛，把我该讲的话又重新讲一遍，再睁开眼睛，你们还是继续祷告。哦，这个实在是太辛苦了。
She said, so then I closed my eyes, and I repeat everything I said to God already, twice to God, I opened my eyes, you guys are still praying.
这个可能神跟他是有一点距离。
I think maybe there's some distance between her and God.
大卫说，神啊，你是我的神。
David said, God, you are my God.
有时候我们在座的我们的孩子啊，也不一定敢讲这句话。
Sometimes even our children are afraid to say this.
因为我们的神是我们的，不一定是我们孩子的神。
Because we're afraid to say this about our children, because our God may be our God, but it may not even be our children's God.
我们当中有一位姐妹，
There is a sister among us.
他们全家都受洗了。
Whose entire family is baptized.
就是他一个人没有受洗。
Except for her.
那为什么他不受洗呢？
Why isn't she baptized?
他总觉得好像那个神是爸爸妈妈的，妈妈的神，跟我没有什么关系。
And she feels like God is a God of her parents, but has nothing to do with her.
直到他在外面绕了一圈。
She knows that she went and circled outside.
他会觉到没有神，他没有办法继续走他人生的道路。
And after she wandered around outside, she figured that there is no way for her to live her life without God.
现在他受洗了。
And so now she's become
你再遇到她，
and when you see her,
她会跟你讲一个问题。
She'll ask you a question.
我每次都希望能够得到更好的解释，但是到最后谢逊就写了一句话，就是祈祷就好啦，祷告就有答案啦。
She said she pursued all kinds of explanations for things, but in the end, it's just if you pray, then you'll be fine.
现在神终于是她的神了。
Now God is finally her
God. 但是经过了多少年，吃过了多少苦，才能够说神啊，你是我的神。
But how many years did she have to go through? How much sufferings did she have to suffer before she could say, God is my God?
弟兄姐妹，您的神是哪一位呢？
Brothers and sisters, who is your God?
如果这位神真的是您的神，
If this God really is your God,
为什么我们总觉得我们好像没有很切切的想要寻求他呢？
Why do we feel like we do not want to really get close to him?
那我们在想，我们的神真的是我们的神吗？
Now then you wonder, is God really my
God? 还是人世间有更好的东西真的是遮住我们的眼睛呢？
Or are there better things in this world that we're just blind to?
这一天今天我们听了很多美好的道理。
Today we've heard many wonderful teachings.
对小弟最大的提醒就是，我们真的把我们人生的焦距像照相一样， 我们都好像是照在我们 最明显的人生当中最关心的最明显的是什么东西呢？
And to me, what left the greatest impression on me is when we focus our focus, what is the thing that has the greatest focus in our lives?
那个我们的焦距常常调在我们的孩子身上。
Often our focus is our children.
我们的焦距常常调在我们拥有的身上。
Or our focus is on our current life.
我们的焦距常常在那颗钻戒上面。
Or what we have, or what is precious to us, or that diamond ring.
就像传道说的，这个先生给老婆一个钻戒，有了钻戒忘了先生。
Just like how the pastor just said that the husband gave his wife a diamond ring and then the wife forgot about the
husband. 所以我们的心切切的渴慕钻戒。
And so our hearts continue. 钻戒。
Diamond 啊。
Oh, our hearts continue to look at the diamond.
我们真的敢说神啊，你是我的神吗？
Do we dare to say, God, you are my God?
还是钻戒啊，你比较可爱呢？
Or is that diamond a little better?
大卫说，神啊。你是我的神。
David said, God, you are my God.
我切切地寻求你。
Early will I seek you.
在干旱疲乏无水之地，我渴想你，我的心切慕你。
My soul thirsts for you, my flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
我常在想，为什么我们不会渴想神呢？
I often ask, how come we don't yearn for God?
可能我没有在干旱疲乏无水之地。
Maybe because we are not in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water.
我们的心被物质包住了。
Our hearts have been wrapped by the material.
我们享受在这种那种物质的享受当中。
And we are immersed in this kind of material enjoyment.
真的有时候神为了要训练我们呢。
Often God wants to train us.
有时候让我们经历一段我们人生的一个detour，你不想要走的路，神偏偏让你经历。那一样的一个路程。
So that sometimes God will force our lives into a detour, into a road that we don't want to take.
当我们经历那些困苦的环境的时候
，And when we meet those challenges and difficulties,
diamond 被拿走了
，And the diamond has been taken away.
我们才发现到先生的重要。
Then we realize the importance of the husband.
困难来了
，When the difficulties come,
我们才发现到我们的心是何等的渴望神。
Then we realize how much our heart yearns for God.
常常这个世界夺走我们的心，这个世界的罪恶夺走我们的心。
Often the things of this world, the sins of this world, cover our hearts.
你看那个亚伯拉罕13年没有跟神见啊，没有听到神的声音。
You know, Abraham did not hear the voice of God for 13 years.
我在想那个是他最难过的一段生命的时光。
And I'm thinking that must have been the toughest.Period of his life.
他听神的声音来到一个来到一个异地他乡。
That he had heard the voice of God and listened to the voice of God to go to a new place.
神常常跟他讲话。
And God often talked to him.
但是他后来娶了夏甲。
But then he married Hagar.
他失去了信心。
And he lost his faith.
神就离去他13年。
And God left him for 13 years.
这段是很长的时光哦。
That is a long time.
我想他的心这时候一定很渴想神。
I'm sure during that time his heart really yearned for God.
小弟有一段时间到一个没有教会的地方去。
There's a time in my life when I went to a place with no church.
后来也没有读经祷告。
And then eventually I stopped reading the Bible and praying.
那段时间我真的很想望，很想神。
During that period I really yearned for and thought about
God. 因为我知道没有神啊。我都快要变成外邦人了，都要爬不起来了。
I realize that without God, I'm becoming like a Gentile. I cannot even get up anymore.
所以我还记得我那一年之后回到教会的那个时间。
So I remember that year that I went back to church.
第一次我祷告的一直掉眼泪。
The first time I prayed, I continued to shed tears.
真的很想神，很想教会。
I really thought about God and the church.
因为在那年当中，我几乎一年没有神的话语。
Because before that, for a year, I had no words of God.
祷告非常的孤干。
And when I prayed, it was very dry.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有时候没有困难我们不会可想神。
So brothers and sisters, sometimes without difficulties, we won't think about God.
没有经历，你也不会可想神。
Without experiences, you won't yearn for God.
我们来看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。
So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory.
这个大卫常常有经历神能力跟荣耀的经验。
David had many experiences where he saw and felt the power and glory of God.
打仗的时候他常常就叫以弗德那个祭司穿着以弗德 求神啊，来为他指明道路。
When they would go out to battle, he would often tell the priest to put on the ephod and ask God for direction when they went to fight.
他曾经在帐幕面前啊，求问过神。
And he had requested and asked of God before.
所以他知道神的能力跟荣耀。
So he knows the power and glory of God.
为什么我们今天祷告不会很想要认真祷告呢？
How come today when we pray, we don't want to concentrate and really
focus? 是在我们不晓得神有多么的美好。
Because we don't know how great God is.
如果你知道啊，真的神啊，那个荣耀是何等的令人向往。
If you really know how great and how powerful the glory of God is,
那个神的能力是何等的浩大。
How powerful that is.
你跪下来的时候，你心就要飞到神那边去了。
Then when you kneel down to pray, your heart will fly over to God.
你不会说，哎呀，好了，这一次有感觉、有感受也好，没感受也好，反正我就是一个 routine 的祷告。
You won't think when I kneel down and pray this time, it's fine if I feel God, it's fine if I don't. This is just a routine.
所以啊，我们。诸位朋友弟兄姐妹，我们知道神真的是很美好的一位神。
So friends, brothers and sisters, we know our God is a very good God.
这几天呢、啊，我们真的很感谢神。
In these days, we thank God.
礼拜三晚上有位朋友啊看到异象。
And on Wednesday night, a friend saw a vision.
因为我们的正道的题目是耶稣是道路。
The topic that night was Jesus is the way.
那位朋友就看到啊，在祷告当中看到一条道路。
And in his prayer, this friend saw a way.
他就一直知道一个声音一直到他心里来，他知道说主耶稣有一个 plan， 有一条路要让他走。
And this thought kept coming into their heart that God has a plan and a road for them to walk.
昨天晚上我们有一个心里愁苦的朋友。
Last night we had a friend who was distraught.
还是看到神的荣光就在他前面。
He saw the glory of God before him.
常常我们有时候需要这种神的一种。恩惠啊，让我们知道神真的很美好，他是带领我们的神。
Often we need the grace and blessings of God so that we know how great He is and that He is guiding us.
但是如果你没有看到这样的异象，
but if you don't see these visions,
你也知道有一位神。
You still know there's a God.
从亘古到永远，他永远就是神。
Who was and is and will always be God.
大山没有出生，大地没有造成，他就是那个伟大的神。
That He's the God that created the heavens and the earth, the mountains and everything.
他比钻石更美丽。
That He is more precious than a diamond ring.
如果你认识这一点呢，你祷告下来，你就是要一奔，要一心就要跟。你的心啊，就是一心的要追随他，要奔向他。
If you understand this, then when you kneel down to pray, your heart will be drawn to and pursue after him.
那你祷告就有动力。
And then your prayer will have movement and power.
那你有动力啊，你有个可想，神就会满足你的心啊。
And when you have this movement, this momentum, then you'll have a heart to yearn for God.
第三节
，verse three.
诗篇六十三篇第三节
，Psalm 63 verse three.
因你的慈爱比生命更美好，更好。我的嘴唇要颂赞你，请读。
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you.
我真的很喜欢这句话。
I really like this sentence.
你的慈爱比生命更好。
Your loving kindness is better than life.
我们很多人都很爱惜自己的生命。
Many of us love our own lives.
所以我们常常吃健康食品。
And so we eat vitamins.
我们注重运动。
We emphasize exercise.
我们希望我们的生命可以活得更久一点。
We hope that we can live longer.
因为这个世界的确是不错的。
Because this world isn't too bad.
但是有的人觉得神的慈爱比生命更美好。
Some people feel like the love of God is even better than life.
你看那个保罗啊，他为了神的工作啊，他牺牲生命没有关系的。
You see, Paul, for him, it was.To work for God, he didn't care if he lost his own life.
因为他知道，如果有一天他为了工作牺牲生命，他会到神那边去。
Because he knew that if he lost his own life for the work of God, that one day he would go to God.
保罗他这样讲啊。
Paul said,
如果生跟死让我来选择。
If you had to choose between life and death,
他宁愿选择死。
I'd rather choose death.
因为那个是好的无比的地方。
Because then I'm going to an even better
place. 因为那里有神的慈爱。
Because I'm going to where God is.
神的慈爱实在是比生命更好。
Where God's love is, and the love of God is better than life.
我们在想，如果我们活得很久啊，我们有很长的生命。
If you think about this, if you live a long life.
但是你会觉得你的小孩子都离开你了。
But you find your children all leave you.
你中风躺在床上。
You have a stroke and you just lie on a bed.
你不能动。
You can't move.
你不能料理自己的身体。
You can't control your own body.
又没有人关心你。
And nobody cares about you.
你生命没有慈爱。
And there's no love in your life.
活着做什么
？What are you living for？
所以神的慈爱真的比生命更好。
So the love of God really is better than life.
如果你真的了解神有丰盛的慈爱
，If you understand the abundant love of God，
当你跪下来的时候
，Then when you kneel down to pray，
你会一心奔向神
，Your heart will shoot to God。
神就用他的爱充满你
，And God will use His love to fill you。
这就是一次不一样的祷告
，And this will be a different
因为你起来会充满神的爱
，Because when you get up, you'll be filled with the love of God。
昨天晚上有个弟兄，小弟兄起来的时候
，Last night when a young brother got up from prayer。
他问隔壁的一位小弟兄
，He asked another young brother next to him，
刚刚你祷告觉得怎么样
How did you feel just now when you prayed? Why did he ask him that?
因为他在那个祷告真的充满神的爱。
Because when he prayed, he was really filled with the love of God.
那次祷告他有感受。
And during that prayer, he had a experience.
弟兄姐妹，我们有这么多人在这边祷告。
So brothers and sisters, there's so many people praying here.
真的你有感受吗？
Do you feel something?
你觉得神在听你吗？
Do you feel like God's listening?
你摸到神了吗？
Have you touched God?
你有神爱的感动吗？
Do you have the movement of the love of God?
这跟你现在的心准备有关系。
This has to do with how well you prepare your heart.
你跪下来的那个时候，
That moment you kneel down and pray,
你就会一心奔向神。
Your heart will go to God.
那神绝对不会让你失望。
If it does, God will not let you down.
所以我们真的要渴慕神。
So we must yearn for God.
这个渴慕神，神就充满我们。
If we yearn for God, He will fill us.
但是我们这样还不够。
But that's not enough.
我们要想办法住在神里面。
We have to find a way to live in God.
我们来看诗篇的91篇。
Let's look at Psalm 91.
诗篇91篇。
Psalm 91.
91篇。
91.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇91篇第一节。
Psalm 91, verse 1.
住在至高者隐秘处的。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
这边诗人讲说要住在至高者隐秘处。
Here it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
您住在哪里？
Where do you live?
您住在家里。
You live at home.
但是圣经上讲说您可以住在神里面。
But the Bible says you can live in God.
今天早上我们听了道理啊，听到说其实神真的是我们的居所。
In this morning sermon, we learned that God is our
我们来看90篇第一节。Let's
look at Psalm 90, verse 1.
我们也很喜欢这一节。今天早上我们就传道给我们分享90篇。The
pastor shared this psalm with us this morning.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。Lord,
you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
您住在哪里？
Where do you live?
您住在美国。You
live in America.
住久了你觉得美国很辛苦。
After you live here for a while, you feel like America is very burdensome.
每五年就要换一个工作。
Every 5 years, you have to find a new job.
常常会觉得压力很大。
Often you feel like you have a lot of pressure.
心中没有平安。
You have no peace in your heart.
到底哪里才是你的居所？
So what is your dwelling place?
真的发觉到。 那个只有在神里面，你才有稳定的感觉。
Really, only in God will you have a feeling of stability.
我们喜欢来参加这种灵会，为什么？
Why do we like coming to attend these spiritual convocations?
因为这里是神的家。
Because this is the house of God.
因为我们道理可以听啊。
There are teachings to learn.
道理是一种极大的享受。
And teachings and His words are a good enjoyment.
真的，当传道人把神的话语啊解析的这么清楚的时候，你会知道，真的好像。 好像如沐春风啊，真的这个道理好像一阵风吹过来，很舒服的感觉。
When the pastor describes the word of God in such great detail, then it feels like a comforting wind and powerful wind blowing at you.
你恨不得常常能够来参加像这样的 seminar, 像这样的聚会。
And we want to attend more and more of these kinds of seminars and services.
但是这个一年才两次啊。
But this only happens twice a year.
所以我们希望能够把这样的一种 生活能够带到家里面去。
So we hope that we can bring this kind of life and lifestyle to our
homes. 每次我们灵恩布道会就是给我们一个提醒。
Whenever there's a spiritual convocation, it's a reminder.
我们生活当中要住在神里面。
That in our lives, we must live in God.
什么叫住在神里面？
What does it mean to live in God?
想跟大家分享过，我真的被一位朋友所感动。
I've shared with you before, I was really touched by a friend.
我去他们家访问。
I went to their house for a visitation.
跟他谈天。
To chat with them.
他说他每天听录音带听一两个小时。
And they said that they listen to tape, sermon tapes once to 2 hours a day.
他祷告半个小时。
They pray half an hour a day.
他是慕道朋友。
And this was a truth seeker.
他还没有受洗。
He was not baptized.
他已经住在神里面。
And he's already living in God.
虽然他好像是神，跟神好像没有真正受洗，真的是成为神的儿女。
Even though he's not baptized, it's like not really a child of God yet.
但是生活当中，他已经有神的话语充满他的心了。
But in his life, he is already filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以你听他见证。
So when you hear his testimony,
他生活当中就有很多神的带领。
There's much guidance of God in their life, in his life.
意象带领他，神的慈爱带领他。
Visions will guide him. The love of God will guide him.
所以弟兄姐妹，今天呢，我们 有没有住在神里面？
So brothers and sisters, do we live in?
我们不要把今天呐，就是只有在今天呐，觉得今天跟神特别亲近呐。
Let's not just come today and feel like today I'm close to God.
我们要把神带回家。
We must take God home.
我们天天真的要过读经祷告的生活。
We must live a life of.
为什么要住在神里面呢？
Daily prayer and Bible reading. Why do we have to live in God?
我们来看诗篇91篇。
Let's look at Psalm 91.
诗篇91篇。
Psalm 91.
我要论到主说，他是我的避难所，是我的神，是我所依靠的第三节。
Verse 3.
他必救你脱离网捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。第四节。
4. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Verse 3, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. 4, He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler.
你住在神里面，你就有保护啊。
When you live in God, you will have protection.
神可以救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗。
God can save you from the traps of others.
你没有瘟疫的毒害。
You will not have to face perilous pestilence.
神会遮蔽你。
God will cover you.
他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
Because His
faithfulness.
His faithfulness is a great rock.
Shelter, huh? 盾牌啊, shield.
Oh, it's a great shield.
我们在生活当中常常会不小，就是有很多的困难呐。
Often in our lives, we have many difficulties.
你在神里面哦。
When you are in God.
两种可能。
There are two possibilities.
第一个。
First.
盾牌，那个刀剑射来，那个困难来临到你身上。
When the spear is shot towards you, when the difficulty comes upon you.
射不到你啦。
The spear cannot reach you.
所以说保护你啊。
Because Jesus protects you.
第二个。
The second,
射中你了,
that it does reach you,
但是你的心是被保守住的,
but your heart is protected.
这个就是多么美好的事情哦,
and these are all wonderful.
小弟今天早上听到一句话, 觉得很感动,
this morning I was very touched by a sentence I heard.
他说, 我们的困难不一定是, 我们的这种人生的问题啊, 不一定是我们的失业, 或者是我们的生病啊。
And that was that the problems, the difficulties in our lives are not necessarily with our job or with our health.
有时候我们的问题是我们的丰盛。
Often the problem is our abundance.
如果我们在神里面,
if we are in God,
我们就会听到这样的提醒,
then we'll hear these reminders.
因为我们现在大家都在追求丰盛。
Because we are all pursuing abundance.
有时候丰盛成为我们的问题。
But abundance will become our
problem. 那我们有这样的提醒,
and if we have this reminder,
我们的心被保守住,
our heart will be protected.
我们在丰盛当中就知道怎么样走人生的道路。
So that in our abundance, we will know how to walk the way of true life.
丰盛本身不是罪。
Abundance is not a sin.
但是我们的心只有看丰盛, 那就成为我们的问题。
But if our hearts only look at abundance, then that
becomes our problem. 因为今天我们在主里面, 我们住在主里面。
But because today we live in God,
我们就常常有提醒。
Then we will continue to be reminded.
我们就不会失落。
And we will not fall.
这个毒箭就不会伤到我们的身体。And
the spear will not harm our body.
住在神里面真的很好啊。
To live in God is very good.
我们看91篇的第五节、第六节。
Let's look at Psalm 91, verses 5 and 6.
第五节、第六节。
Verses 5 and 6.
你必不害怕黑夜的惊骇，或白日挥的箭。第六节。
6.
也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫。 或午间媚人的毒病。第七节。
7.
所有千万人倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边。 这灾切不临近你。第五节，请你读。
Verse 5, You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. 6, Nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you.
我小弟最喜欢的就是第五节、第六节一直强调你必不怕也不害怕。
What I like the most is how in verses 5 and 6 it continues to say, You shall not be afraid.
因为你住在神里面呢。
Because you live in God.
所以你不怕。
So you're not afraid.
小弟觉得这个时代最大的问题就是我们常常很害怕。
I feel like the greatest problem in this society, this generation, is that we're often afraid.
我们害怕我们失业。
We're afraid of our jobs.
我们害怕我们孩子不乖。
We're afraid that our kids will be bad.
我们害怕我们的孩子SAT考得太烂。
We're afraid that our kids will not get good scores on the SATs.
我们很多的忧虑。
We have a lot of worries.
但是我知道如果我们住在神里面,
but we find that if we live in God,
我们祷告当中啊,
then in our prayers, God will take our worries away. How wonderful that will be. So let us go from yearning for the Lord to living in the Lord.
有这种灵魂的精神在我们的生活当中,
in our lives, if we have this mentality of the spiritual convocation in our daily lives.
真的有充满神的话语, 充满神的圣灵,
and we're truly filled with the words of God and with His Holy Spirit.
你会知道你没有害怕,
you'll find no fear.
你有保护,
you'll be protected.
你有喜乐跟平安,
you'll have joy and peace.
现在让我们用一种渴慕的心来到神的面前,
so now let's come before God with a heart of yearning for Him.
你真的想求圣灵吗?
Do you want to pursue the Holy Spirit?
你真的想求圣灵充满吗?
Do you want to pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit?
我们看不到彼此的心,
we cannot see each other's hearts.
但是神看到你的心呢?
But God can see your heart.
你有那种渴慕,
if you have that heart of yearning, God will fill you.
如果你觉得,
if you feel like this is just another prayer,
你在浪费你的时间,
I'm wasting my time,
你在华贵而已,
I'm just being punished.
那是何等的可惜,
well, that's such a pity.
同样半个小时,
it's still 30 minutes.
让我们来渴慕神。
Let's yearn for
God. 你祷告可以多思想神的话。
In your prayer, you can meditate on the words of God.
您从早上一大早来到现在，你一定听过很多感动你的话。
You've been here from the morning till now. You've heard many words of God.
你想想神, 神, 想, 想想神的话。
If you think about the words of God.
想想那种感动你的见证。
Let's think of the testimony that touched us.
那求主耶稣啊，真的充满你。
We ask God, Jesus to fill us.
把你的心掏给主耶稣。
We give him our hearts.
我知道这是将是一个非常很喜乐的祷告。
I find this a very joyful prayer.
我们是愿意接受按手的，请到前面来。
We'd like to receive the laying of hands.
我们也为我们的朋友来祷告。
And we also pray for our friends.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
我们请我们的执事传道来帮我们按手祷告。
We ask our ministers and deacons to lay hands on us.